Now it's time for us to go into the Word. Are you ready? Are you excited for the Word? All right. Glory to God. This morning, I will be sharing along the theme which I have captioned, Attempt Great Things for God. Attempt great things for God. ...2024 has been declared a year of expansion. Are you ready for me, Moses? You got it queued up? Yeah. Attempt great things for God. 2024 has been declared our year of what? Expansion. And let's look at this scripture and then we'll get going this morning. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54. Verse 1, 2, 3, which is a scripture for the year. Let's go to verse 1. It says, sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing and cry out loud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand. That's the word right there. For you shall expand. Anyone ready for expansion in 2024? Yes. To the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Go back to verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tents and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Meaning, attempt great things for God in 2024. Enlarge. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. That is talking about attempting what? Great things for God. This song is from First Love Church. It says, attempt great things for God. Are you ready to listen to this with me this morning? Are you ready? Attempt great things for God. This is from Bishop Dax Church, so you hear his voice here and there, but enjoy the music and listen to the words. Denzel, push me up a little bit. Push up the ox, Denzel. Push up the music for him. Go ahead, please.
That's the song.
Expect great things from God.
Are you hearing this?
Attempt great things for God. Rise up and move from your comfort zone.
You can clap, come on.
Enlarge your tent. just for the Lord.
A year of expansion. This is the song. Come on now.
Dare Bolder Programs.
Dare Bolder Programs.
Dare Bolder Programs.
Wider vision. Rise up and go. Conquer for Christ. You must go to the ends of the world. Are you gonna do nothing?
Question.
After all I said,
that shall not be you.
For those who die without the knowledge of God, does it mean nothing?
More volume, please, Denzel. Push it up. Thank you.
Souls are perishing and going to hell forevermore.
Yeah. I love this part.
Dare Bolder Programs.
Dare Bolder Programs.
Catch wider
Church. Dare Bolder Programs. Catch wider visions.
Rise up and go, conquer for Christ. You must go to the ends of the world.
Where are my dancers in the house? Any dancers in the house? Come on. Come on. Hey. This is your time now, dancers. Don't miss it.
Woo! Dare Bolder Programs.
Yes.
Dream bigger visions.
Woo!
God will use you. Clear lots of ground. Make your tents large. Spread out.
Spread out.
Think big.
Think big.
Your nation is blessed to know the Lord, to live in the grace of God's salvation for so many years. Oh, how could you withhold such a great salvation?
Song now, sing it with me.
Catch wider vision.
Catch wider vision. Rise up and go. Conquer for Christ. You must go to the ends of the world. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. My God. William Carey said, expect great things, attempt great things. If you're writing, write this down. Great feats are a result of great steps. Great feats, F-E-A-T-S, are a result of great steps. Great feats are a result of great steps. The song we sang just now, Dare Bolder Programs. Dare Bolder Programs. Not just for the church, for your life. Program your life to do things that are great in 2024. Dare Bolder Programs. Meaning, take great steps in 2024. Hallelujah. Take what? Great steps in 2024. Dare Bolder Programs. Expand. Catch wider visions. Church. Dare Bolder Programs. Catch wider visions. This weekend, we had a young adults camp. That's the first time we've ever had a young adults camp in our church. That was a bigger step for me. Amen? Amen. And guess what we did this year? We did it big. We went to one of the richest zip codes, rented a mansion. There, we had a jacuzzi. Oh, yes. Listen to me. Serving God is fun. Yes. And so as a young adult pastor, I want to ensure that my young adult understand that when you can serve God and have fun. Amen. The best. The best. Yes. Amen. Dare Bolder Programs. Catch wider visions. It's not just the drug dealers that should be in mansions. God's children should be in mansions. In my Father's house. They are... You don't have to get to heaven to enter a mansion. You can have one on earth. You can have one on earth. You can enjoy it. Dare Bolder Programs. What? Dare bolder things for your life. As a church and as a ministry, as a young adults ministry, we'll be daring bolder things this year. Yes. This year we'll have our first crusade. Amen. Yes. Not church crusade, it's young adult crusade, but the church can come. But young adults, we'll do our crusade. We'll go, we'll find a part of Tulsa that is in need of help. Bolder programs, wider visions. Bring the lost to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Don't sit down this year and don't take great steps. Because you will end in December looking back and say, look, God has done these things and this thing for this person. It's because those people at least took steps. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Push me down a little bit, Denzel. Just push me down a little bit. Amen?
Amen.
So their bolder programs... I'm totally mute now, Denzel. Hallelujah. Turn up the effect. That's what on there, and then just push the volume back up. Turn to your neighbor. Push my volume back up. And say, Dare Bolder Programs. Hallelujah. Push the volume up, please. I don't want to stress my voice. Amen. I mute the ox, the other ox on this as well, because of the mute. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 28. Attempt great things for God this year. attempt great things for God. I'm going to tell you some of the things you should attempt for God this year. Attempt great exploits. Number one, attempt great exploits. Daniel chapter 11, verse 28. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 28, it says, while returning to the land with great riches, his heart shall be moved against the holy covenants. So he shall do damage and return to his own land. Verse 29, at the appointed time, he shall return and go toward the south. But it shall not be with the former or the latter. 30. For ships from Cyprus shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return in rage against the holy covenant and do damage. So he shall return and show regard for those who forsake the holy covenant. Verse 31. That the forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defy the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. Verse 32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Meaning they shall be strong and carry out great steps, great action, great steps. If I ask this question, how many of you know God? Well, if you know God, just wave to me. You know God? Are you sure you know God? Some people are not sure anymore if they know God, but they're in church. You, at least you know church. Do you know God? Okay. What is the proof that you know God? The proof that you know God is this. They that know their God shall be one strong and carry out great exploits. Knowing God is synonymous with carrying out great steps. Great steps. To pray is very convenient, although even in sometimes it's hard for people. But to take steps takes a lot of courage. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Return to 32, please. Stay there, please, media team. Verse 32. And carry out great exploit. Change la vision. With flattery, he will corrupt those who violated the covenant. But the people who know their God will firmly resist him. Listen, resisting somebody is not a small thing. Taking great steps is not a small thing. So there must be a certain level of tenacity that you have in 2024, because the enemy will not be rolling the red carpet for you to expand in 2024. You say, oh, this church, they want to expand. Okay, I'll just roll this red carpet for them. Let them walk on it. And I'll give them a glorious entrance with fig trees and, you know, shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. No. The enemy will come after you in 2024. And so you must learn to resist and take great steps in opposition of what the enemy wants to do. Amen. Great exploits. Why carried out great exploits? Denzel, push this up a little bit for me. I want to enjoy how I sound. Push the thing up a little bit. Amen. Check. One. Okay, that's better. Stay right there is good. Good. You have to enjoy how you sound. If not, you won't preach good. You don't know that. I'm giving you tips now. If the sound is bad, you won't preach good. If the sound is bad, you won't sing well. So I'm a very sound conscious person. Right. So thanks. Thank you, Denzel. Put your hands together for Denzel. He's working hard with me this morning. Thank you, Denzel. So why am I saying you should attempt great exploits? Why? Number one, exploits are a sign of the strength you carry. Exploits are a sign of the strength you carry. You can't tell me you're a man of exploits and you've not done anything that looks like you stretched to do it. That's impossible. You're not. If you truly believe that God is with you, then one of the signs, then you must attempt great exploits, because exploits are a sign of the strength you carry. Amen. Exploits are a sign of the strength you carry. In Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, where it says, you shall be strong and do what? Great exploits. So exploits are the sign of the strength you carry. Number two, which is under number one's point, which is attempt great exploits. So the subcategory, exploits are a sign of the strength you carry. So why should you do great exploits? Exploits are a sign of the strength you carry. Exploits are a sign that God is with you. Exploits are a sign that God is with you. Expansion is a sign that God is with you. In 2024, your expansion is a sign that God is with you. Next, exploits. This is very important. This part is very important. Exploits are works that make people believe in you. You didn't catch that. Exploits are works that make people believe in you. Have you ever seen a doctor that is decorated with medals? With some doctors, they said, "Oh, they were the first doctors to separate twins that were born joined together." That's exploits. Hallelujah. So, because of what they did, people now believe in them. Let me tell you the truth of the matter. Some people will never believe in you until you take great steps. In 2024, some people will never believe in you. And sometimes those people are people that you need to go to the next level. So you must take great steps in 2024, because one of the reasons why you should do that is so that people can believe that this person is actually, God is working with this sister. God is working with this brother. So exploits are works that make people believe in you. Hallelujah. Exploits, next, exploits show God's approval of you and your calling. Let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 2. Acts 2, verse 22. Acts chapter 2 and verse 22. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you. Listen now, how was Jesus attested by God? By miracles, read it with me, wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst. You yourselves also know. So one of the reasons why you must desire to take great steps and do great things in 2024 is because it shows the validity of the word that God has given to you. If indeed God said this year is our year of expansion, we must take steps of expansion. If not, all the prayer you have prayed for the past 40 days, all that prayer would have been for nothing. Last time I told you, I said, don't be caught on your knees when you should be caught on your feet. There's a place for the knees and there's a place for the feet. Amen? Amen. And Pastor spoke about on Wednesday, he talked about the power of diligence. Go back and listen to that sermon. Diligence, that's work. They that know their God will be strong and do exploits. Amen. Amen. So number two thing you must attempt in 2024. First, you must attempt great exploits. All right? You must attempt great exploits. Number two, you must attempt to fight for God. Oh, you didn't hear me. You must what? Attempt to fight for God. Listen, whatever belongs to you will not always be given to you on a platter. You must engage in warfare. That warfare includes prayer and the strategic use of your mind. So, you must attempt to fight for God. Matthew 16 and verse 18. You must attempt to fight for God. He says, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Now watch what happens now. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. That's talking about a fight there. So in 2024, if you will see expansion, you must be ready to stand and fight the gates of the enemy. Because it says they shall not prevail, but they will try. Did you get that? Yeah. They will try to prevail, but they will not prevail. Because Jesus will not be saying the gates of hell will not prevail against it if the gates of hell will not try to prevail. Means that the gates of hell, that hell will come after the church. After, and what is the church? Not the building. Right? So when it says the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, it's talking about you and I. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. We are the church. So the gates of hell will not prevail against your life. In 2024, can I prophesy to you that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you? In the name of Jesus, the gates of hell will not prevail against you. So attempt to fight. Don't give up easy in 2024. Don't chicken out at the sight of the first problem. Because sometimes your true miracle will happen in the latter part of the year. Did you hear me? Sometimes the first part of the year might not look like it.
But then you enter into the last quarter, and then you begin to see things happen left, right, center. Listen, if you give up in the first quarter, you will lose out on what God wants to do at the end. Some people, their own blessings will come at the beginning, and that's okay. But God's calendar is different for each person. Everyone is different. So just because you're not seeing expansion in February doesn't mean that by October, expansion is not coming to you. Doesn't mean that by July, expansion is not coming to you. All you must do is that you continue to remain in a state where you are fighting with the word and for the word and standing in faith for the word that God has given to us this year, which is a year of expansion. Turn to your neighbor and say, fight for expansion. Fight for expansion in your life. Fight for expansion in your life. This is so vital. If we will see God in our lives in 2024, we must be ready to fight with the prophetic word that he has given to us. You must be ready to fight. They fight the good fight of faith. The good fight. Not all fights are bad. Let me shock you. I'm sorry, like, when I say fight, like I'm too gentle. I don't look for anybody's trouble. Listen, you don't have to look for the devil's trouble. He's looking for yours. The Bible says he goes to and fro the earth, seeking whom he might devour. Yeah. That's what he does. His mission is to steal, kill, and to destroy. So whether you are a nice person, a pleasant person, a calm person, the enemy doesn't say, "Oh, that sister is very calm. I will not disturb her." No, that brother, he doesn't look for anybody's trouble. He can't even hurt a fly. He's so nice. Say, okay, you know what? No, let's not disturb them. They're just nice people. You know, we'll be nice to them. The enemy is not nice to anybody. He's not. The enemy doesn't have friends. Thank you, ma. The enemy doesn't have friends, buddies. No. Everyone is a target for him. And so in 2024, you must learn to fight the good fight of faith. Fight to attempt great things for God. When you begin to move in the direction of the things that God has put in your heart, please, I'm not prophesying, I am prophesying to you that you should expect resistance. Expect resistance. On Friday, I had the opportunity to meet with the pastor of the largest church in India. He has 400,000 members in his church. You can Google I think 400,000. If you go on YouTube and search largest church in India, CBN just ran a documentary on his church. They feed 55,000 people every day. Every Sunday, they feed 55,000 people. Every Sunday at that church. They feed 55,000 people. I saw him on Friday. We gave him a tour at Oral Roberts University. And I was amazed. You know, people are like, oh yeah, you know. I like hearing stories of great people. That's where the secret is, all right? It's not to take picture with them. The secret is not in taking pictures. The secret is in hearing their stories. And so, my boss was handling the tour. I was supporting. And I heard at some point, they had an interview, and he was talking about how he built the church. And was sharing the opposition that the government did not want them to build that church. And guess what? They built an 18,000-seater church in 52 days. 52 days. They fasted for 120 days, praying. And afterward, God said to them, you will build my church in 52 days. 52 days. They built that church. Now, he was talking about the resistance, the government, and, you know, they will come and say, you cannot build, you know.
And so God gave him a wisdom. You need to use your head. Turn to your neighbor and say, use your head. Use your head. I think we should do a series that says, use your head. Use your head. Think. Use your head. Do you know what the pastor did? He used his head. God gave him an idea. And listen, he took at some point, because, I mean, you can't fight physically, go into gun conflict. You know what? One time, what they did, he asked all his church members to bring dogs. Dogs. They built the church at night. At night. So he asked all the church members to bring, like, wild dogs. Like, dogs that, you know, once you see this dog, you'll be scared of that dog. So they brought dogs. Lots of dogs. I mean, thousands of dogs. And the second, they put it in front of the church. And so when the government people came, it was at night now. Nobody was there. You have to determine with your head, use your head, and say, if I'm cross this line, will this dog bite me or not? That is how they put those dogs out. They were building. Yes. Resistance from the left to the right. Someone will say, that's a crude tactic. I said to you that the church was built in 52 days. Wisdom. Wisdom. Use your head. Some of you, they told you no the first time. It's okay, no. Yes, thank you so much. Okay, I understand. No, use your head. Tell them, I understand too. But I think there is another way for us to get this thing done. Use your head. When you fight, you have to use your head. Do you know that?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you don't fight, like, you don't pray like, oh, I'm fighting. If you, in those days, when Alexander the Great and the rest used to go to war, they used swords. You don't go to the fighting ground and be closing your eyes like this. You say you're praying and you're fighting. No. It's time to fight. Open your eyes and use your head. God has anointed you with wisdom. Do you know that by the time you die, there's part of your brain you will never use? Do you know that? There will be parts of your brain that you have not tapped into. So, think wide. Expand your vision. Use your mind. Use your mind. Think far. As far as your eyes can see. This year is a year of as far as your eyes can see. Dream big. Dream big. See, expand. Dare bolder programs. Dare bolder steps. Some said, expand your head. expand. See far. Amen. Wow. Amazing. Attempt great things for God. If I can put this thing inside of your spirit, listen, you become, the enemy will have to call meeting on your head this afternoon. If you take this thing and put it in your spirit, the enemy will have to call meeting on your head. Say, call his general. Say, this lady has received rhema. She will destroy all our infrastructure. What will we do? Because when the word of God comes into your heart, and it stays and it begins to grow. So mightily grew the word and prevailed. That is why the enemy hates the word. Because he knows if the word can get into you, it will prevail. If the word gets into you, it will prevail. You know, some people are here right now as I'm talking about attempt great things for God. The enemy is reminding you of all the little things that you've not been able to get done yet. Yes. Oh, yes. He's reminding you. Say, you want to attempt great things. You have not even finished paying your bill. You want to attempt great things. You're barely making it. Abi, is it only me that the devil plays like that on? Okay, it's only me. Okay, so the enemy doesn't play on your mind. Okay. Oh, okay. You're not being truthful here.
The enemy right here as we're talking, he's playing on people's minds. Yes. Say, attempt great things for God. He's saying, okay, let me calculate. How much do I have in my bank account? Okay, I cannot attempt great things with this money, Sha. Maybe next year. He said, don't worry, just wait till next year. You know, you'll not be giving you... The enemy will quote scripture to you. You know, to everything, there's a time and a season. There's a time and a season. Yes. Yes. It will talk you out of your blessing. This year is your year of expansion. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, as we wrap up this morning, how to attempt great things. I'll give you one more before we go to that. Number three, attempt new things. Yes, new things. Turn to your neighbor and say, attempt new things. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 1 to 3. And we're going to move fast now. Jeremiah 33 and verse 1 to 3. Attempt new things. New things. Things you have never done before. He said, therefore, if a man divorces his wife and she goes from him and becomes another man's wife, may he return to her again? Would not that land be greatly polluted? You have played the harlot with many lovers, yet return to me. Verse 2. Lift up your eyes to the desolate heights and see where you have not lain with men by the road. You have sat for them like an Arabian in the wilderness and have polluted the land with your harlotry and your wickedness. Keep moving. Therefore, the showers have been withheld and there has been no latering. You have a harlot's forehead and you refuse to be ashamed. The scripture now goes to a part where it says, surely I will do a new thing and it shall spring forth. I will do a new thing and what? It shall speedily spring forth. Hallelujah. Amen. I will do a new thing. Let me make sure I give you the right scriptures immediately. Isaiah 43 and verse 19. That's it. That one was a good wake-up call for you. I will do a new thing. Behold, I will what? Do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers where? In the desert. So attempt new things in 2024. Hallelujah. Finally, very quickly, I'm just going to write this down very quickly for you. How to attempt new things, okay? How to attempt new things. Number one, be open to reading new books. Be open to reading new books. Number two, be open to the ministry of new men of God in your life. Be open to reading new books. Open to the ministry of new men of God in your life. Number three, be open to travel. Yes, be open to travel. Because when you travel, you see new things that you did not know. Yes, be open to travel. So be open to new books. Be open to new men of God. People that can speak life into your life. Amen. Every genuine man of God has a word from God that can bless you. Amen. Nobody is an island. All right. There's a different perspective and there's a different word that God gives to different people. And so be open to new men of God that you can listen to as well that will help you grow in your faith in 2024. Amen. Hallelujah.
And then, of course, be open to travel. There are all scriptures for this. The first scripture for be open to new books is 2 Kings 22 and verse 8 to 22. Because of my time, I'm not going to read them. Go back home and read like the Berean Christians. Amen. Number two, be open to new men of God. 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 2 to 3. Number three, be open to travel. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 18. Go back and read that's your assignment today. Go back and read those scriptures. And God will help you to attempt great things for him in 2024. Hallelujah. Anybody blessed this morning? Put your hands together for Jesus. Jump on your feet this morning. Father, we thank you. Begin to thank him and say, Lord, I receive grace to attempt new things. Great things for you. Great things in 2024. I receive the grace to attempt great things for you. Are you praying this morning? Receive grace. Receive grace to attempt great things for the Lord. I receive grace, Lord. And Lord, let the grace to attempt great things in 2024 be released upon every hearer of the word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.